The lawsuit by former military ruler Muhammadu Buhari and ex-Vice President Atiku Abubakar seek a court annulment of last April's presidential election. The opposition candidate said the vote was rigged in favor of their main rival, President Umar Yar'Adua. All three candidates are Muslims from the north of the country. The ruling People's Democratic Party National Executive Member Abdullahi Jallow says the overall political interests of the homogeneous North will best be set by the discontinuation of the legal challenge to Mr. Yar'Adua's election.
The mounting pressure on Buhari and Atiku is our culture with the Northerners. We are one family. We don't want people to infiltrate against us. This is our culture in the North. We don't fight against ourselves. If we quarrel, we go and sit down and settle ourselves. That is the position.
April's polls mark the first democratic handover of power from one elected president to another in Africa's most populous country. But fraud, violence, and intimidation were so widespread, election monitors dismissed the process as a charade. European Union observers said elections fell far below basic international standard and were not credible. Analysts say Mr. Buhari and Mr. Abubakar have resisted pressures, intimidation, and frustrations to pursue the challenge and will likely see the process through to the very end. Mr. Buhari's spokesman, Osita Okechukwu, says the former military ruler is keen to expose the electoral fraud in the interest of Nigeria's democracy.
The issue is not about the North, it's about democracy and the sanctity of the ballot box. The people's inalienable right to elect their leaders, not in position of leadership. And the world cannot be wrong that the April election was substantially flawed. So nobody can wish it away. And we have implicit confidence on the judiciary.
President Yar'Adua has acknowledged the election was flawed, but said he believed he had the mandate of the Nigerian people. He also set up a 21-member panel to reform Nigeria's electoral system. Gebede Castor for VOA News, Abuja.